Radio family, good morning and welcome. Very nice to have you back. The weekend edition of Community Focus. And thank you for tuning in here on our intercom stations. It is the opportunity. It is that time to talk about good people doing good things in our communities. This is the first time I get to meet these lovely ladies. We're going to talk about a place that you have probably visited, or at least by the end of our conversation this morning, you're going to want to visit the historic Magnolia House. We're going to get into not only its history, but also a beautiful upcoming fundraiser. I have a very special lady. In fact, both you ladies are special. Let me say, Natalie Pass Miller, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And good morning to Rhonda Thomas. Ladies, how are you? You're looking so lovely.
Thank you. Good morning to
Good morning to you. Well, I am excited about this. I have heard about the historic Magnolia House. I personally have not been, so this is equally going to be a treat for me to learn about it. So let's start there. Ladies, Natalie or Rhonda, one, feel free. Tell us a little bit about the historic Magnolia House and its history. Give us a little background on that.
Sure. So the historic Magnolia House is the motel where African Americans stayed during Jim Crow.
Yes.
And so because of that, we have had some rich history and stories within the walls at
right.
the Magnolia House.
Yes.
And it was also listed in the Green Book, six editions of the Green Book, and in each of those editions it starred as the highly recommended place to stay.
Wow.
So please come and look at our walls because that's where we tell all our stories right now.
Exactly, exactly. Now, Natalie, just to back up a little bit, for those who may not be familiar with the Green Book, what is that?
So the Green Book is a traveler's guide.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, they would go to the local gas station, pay $1.25,
yeah,
and it has every safe place to go, restaurants, gas stations, motels,
right. yeah.
for the entire U.S.
Oh, excellent. Kind of like what we used to do when we were kids and we would take those family vacations
okay.
with mom and dad. Kind of in that reference or that frame of mind,
mm-hmm.
if you kind of want to think about it. Now, is this a nonprofit or for-profit as far as the Magnolia House?
So it is a nonprofit.
Excellent.
So the fundraising campaign that we are starting and kicking off with Rhonda Thomas
mm-hmm.
is our first fundraiser for the nonprofit. The nonprofit is responsible for wrapping its arms around the building, so
right.
preserving the historic structure.
Exactly.
They also are part of the motel expansion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in North Carolina, there is 250, 300-ish Green Book sites.
Wow.
Ish Green Book
ish.
Sites.
I'm glad you said that because that means that number can always grow. You
yes.
never know.
Yes. And of those, we are one of maybe four.
Oh, wow.
In the state of North Carolina that is open, operational, and functioning in its historic context. So the layout of the home is mm-hmm. the exact floor plan right. when it was the 1949 motel.
Wow, that is fantastic. Natalie, you know your history, so I must ask you, how did you come to get to know about the historic Magnolia House yourself? What's your primary role with this?
Right. So I am the owner of the historic Magnolia House. My daddy is the celebrity of the historic Magnolia House.
I didn't know I was amongst a celebrity. Oh, I really feel special.
Yeah, Sam Pass, yes. So daddy bought it actually from the original motel owners
wow.
when it was the Green Book site.
Yes.
The Gist family. And in 95. And
mm-hmm.
so he worked really hard with the community
right.
To restore it into mm-hmm. its original context.
Yeah.
So it was a complete and open,
mm-hmm.
like for events and things like that.
Right.
Around 2012-ish. And so about a year and a half, maybe 2 years now,
yeah.
I stepped in
mm-hmm.
to kind of take over the family legacy and just get us
right.
on the home base.
Excellent. So literally your dad passing on the baton, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
to you. That is beautiful. What was it like, I mean, when you found out about the fact that this really was history that you're now a part of
mm-hmm.
through your dad?
So I moved here from Atlanta in September.
Okay.
And October, November, that was around the time when the Green Book came out.
Right.
So what was it like?
Mm-hmm.
I went and sat in a corner somewhere. And I just stopped everything
so
that I could truly digest and understand
what was going on,
the significance, the history,
absolutely,
and all the stories. And so that was pretty much how I responded.
Wow.
And then after going into the corner, I had the jaw drop. And then
I can see it now. So, Natalie, when I think about particularly the people over the years who have been through the house and who are still coming through.
Yeah.
And that's not including the locals. I mean, people from probably across the country and maybe even around the world have had an opportunity to see this beautiful historic landscape, such as the Magnolia House. Well, Miss Rhonda, I definitely want to get you in on the conversation here and to thank you, Natalie, for inviting this lovely lady to join us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. So how did you come about being a part of this? Because actually there's something really special going on with you.
There
so
is.
Share with our listeners today here on Community Focus.
Yes. Thank you for having me,
You're
Renee.
Welcome.
I'm excited to be here.
Excellent. Excited to have you here.
Thanks. Natalie reached out to me. Had you heard me sing? Is that
yes.
what? Okay. Where did you hear me?
I heard you in Nashville.
Okay. So she heard me in Nashville. That's right. Some years ago.
Yeah.
I perform. I live in Atlanta.
Wow.
Originally from New York, Long Island and Queens.
Yes.
She heard me in Nashville at a performance and asked me to be a part of this event. And so myself and my business partner, Ron Smith, we met with her and we came up with the idea of putting together two shows.
Yes.
Which is at the historic Magnolia House.
Yes.
A 7 p.m. show and a 9 p.m. show. But doors open at 6:30 for the first show and 8:30 p.m. at the second show.
Beautiful. Now, have you actually had a chance to see it before you were sort of introduced, or especially when you got word that you were actually performing?
I definitely did. I'm all about that. If I'm
Excellent.
Putting my name and my stamp and supporting something, I need to see it before I can endorse it to everyone and have my name associated with this extraordinary brand and this lovely woman.
Absolutely.
Any way that we could lend our support for such an important endeavor.
Absolutely.
We need to support our own.
That's right.
And make sure that we do it from a good place and a humble place. And
Absolutely.
So I sing with my band. I've sung with Isaac Hayes for 11 years before he passed away in 2008.
Yeah. What was that experience like? Just as an aside.
Just a super cool, mellow, he was a vegetarian for a while. And he used to juice and was always working out. And
I never thought that.
Would just give great words of wisdom and support. And, and I sang a duet on his song, Do Your Thing, on all of his shows. And we traveled all over the world.
Awesome.
And he would mention my website, which is www.rondasings.com.
So for those radio family who want to learn more about Miss Rhonda, that's exactly where you can go.
So when Rhonda and I came together here at the Magnolia House, went and did a tour and talked to her kind of about the history.
Right.
The cutest part to me was when we were doing my family, the Black Pioneers and my family.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so one of them is Aunt Eloise Logan Penn, who created the Sweetheart song music for the Deltas.
Wow.
And so when we got to that part, I mean, she was engaged the entire time, but she screamed on that part because she's a Delta.
Okay.
So big ups to the Deltas. Come support your girl. But really quick. So just to make sure that we're clear.
Mm-hmm.
So the fundraising, it's twofold. But then we also have the Sunday brunch every Sunday, 11 to 3. And then we also have supper time on Wednesday and Thursdays from 5:30 to 9.
Excellent.
And so those proceeds also wrap into the nonprofit's efforts and what they're trying to do.
Wonderful. And to also add, ladies, Natalie and Rhonda, all proceeds go toward the restoration efforts and are tax deductible.
Yes.
Yes.
Once we complete the fundraising for the restoration.
Right.
And the repairs?
Yes.
We will have a 100% replica of the 1949 motel.
Wow,
so guys, that's what you're doing. That's what you're really doing.
Love that.
And that's Greensboro's Green Book, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly. And thank you for mentioning that. But
that's important.
Exactly. Especially for those who are maybe listening to this program for the very first time here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, or have heard about the historic Magnolia House, but just haven't had a chance to visit, you know, here's the incentive to go.
Yes.
First and foremost, you get to hear the beautiful Rhonda Thomas in concert. And by the way, the location is 442 Gorwell Street. I got to work on that pronunciation.
Gorwell
Street. Thank you, Natalie. It's Gorwell. Yes. So I'm going to work on that. It's Gorwell Street right here in the beautiful Gate City.
And you can purchase the tickets at www.themagnoliahouse.com. The historic Magnolia House.com. That's important.
Right. So we're going to make sure that we repeat the website information.
And when you come out, make sure that you bring your foot stomping and your finger snapping and your head bobbing. Because we're going to give you everything that you could ever dream of. I'm going to give you a little bit of something right now.
I was going to. Girl, you good. You are spot on.
Just in case.
Went all up in my head.
Because you might have been like, and now we're going to wrap it up.
I didn't want you to wrap it up. I was going to say, you just went all in my brain because that's exactly what I was going to ask you to do.
Thank you, Renee.
You're so welcome.
Okay, I'm going to let you do it.
Sing us to break.
I love this.
Give us a little something.
I never knew the clouds would part, the fog would burn the haze within, the rain would cease, storms would pass, your wind would only blow to breathe new life in me.
I love it. So, radio family, that's a Midsummer's Night of Soulful Sounds and sultry vocals for the one and only Rhonda Thomas. Hey, if you need a voice for your next album, no, I'm just...
Oh, you got me? Okay. You got the moves, though? I got you back.
You got some moves.
Okay.
I got some moves. So we're going to work a little something in there.
We'll talk off air.
But Natalie Pass Miller, Rhonda Thomas, ladies, welcome to the Community Focus family. Thank you so much. We still have part two of the show coming up. I'm really looking forward to talking with you more about the historic Magnolia House. But as they say around here, let's pay a few bills. We'll come back with more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. We're back, radio family, right after this. And we're back. More of the weekend edition of Community Focus heard Saturday and Sunday mornings in our intercom stations. Thank you for joining me, Renee Vaughn, and the newest members of the Community Focus family, and Natalie Pass Miller and Rhonda Thomas, who are sharing with us the beautiful story, or really the history, I should say, of the historic Magnolia House and its history. Again, the location, 442 Gorwell Street. I think I got it, Natalie. I think I got it. Right here in beautiful Greensboro. Let me ask you, Natalie, tell me, if you will, or what are you doing outside of the concert to raise money for the expansion?
Sure. So outside of the expansion, of course, supporting by attending Sunday brunches from 11 to 3 and then Wednesday and Thursday night supper time, 5:30 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
That is really good opportunity to support as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we have a couple of other fundraising campaigns that we're going to be setting up. Our relationship with Rhonda Thomas being physically in Greensboro is not done.
Yes.
So there'll
be
some other similar benefit concerts.
Excellent.
To help raise the funds.
So we're going to hear that beautiful voice even more.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
You need to see the energy, how she turns the crowd.
I was going
to
say, because this is just calm for a public affairs show.
Yes. Yes. And if you, when you see the band, her guitarist, it just all just comes together.
Oh my goodness.
So fellas, if you are, if this is a date night, if this is an anniversary, if this is any milestone celebration, you getting in.
Beautiful. Yeah, I was going to say, definitely a treat for your lady.
Yes.
I really like that. Natalie, what does taking on this house and effort mean to you personally?
So personally, it is keeping it in the family.
Yeah.
It is continuing the family legacy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When I started helping Dad 2 years ago, I didn't know the history.
Yeah.
I came in to carry on the legacy of the property.
Right.
So when I learned the history, I got a lot more passionate. There was a lot of passion kind of in my belly.
And
not only the history of the Magnolia House, but also our own family history.
Right.
So the Green Book launching, it really gave me the opportunity to understand exactly how deep our roots are and how the Greensboro era is
exactly
critical to the civil rights movement.
Right, very true.
So they'll, you know, those stories are just amazing.
They and are.
Yeah, we will be starting to design and create our museum because we right now, like I said, we tell all of our stories on our walls. So come see our walls.
Yes.
And but they're going to go into the museum because we're running out of wall space.
That is a good thing.
Yeah.
That is because when we talk about a lady's history, especially of something that is of importance for future generations who will have a chance to learn about the historic Magnolia House. Here's a great way in which to do it so that our kids and our grandkids, even our great-grandkids, because that's the one thing I think for a lot of us, I don't know our varying ages, ladies, but I know for me, you know, a visit to Grandma and Grandpa's house and hearing stories about the various places that they had a chance to visit, but particularly the culture, the things that they did when they were our age, the places that they got to go, the people that they got to hang out with. And it's always good to pass that down. Like you say, here's an opportunity just like for you, Natalie, to learn more, not just about the legacy of the house, but about the history of your own family.
Right.
And the importance of family reunions.
Yeah.
And why we do what we do, because it is an extension of our legacy so that once we're gone, you know, there'll still be something to talk about with other family members. And it's a beautiful thing. I really commend you for doing this. And for your dad,
thank you.
You know, really
thank
starting you. This and passing this on to you. The beautiful thing, even more so, Natalie, is that you're the individual that wanted to continue it. Sadly, you have some generations of folk that it may be too overwhelming. They don't want the responsibility, so to speak, that's attached to it. So sometimes you kind of it gets lost in translation. I guess is the best way to describe it. But it's beautiful that you have this. What would you like to see? Let's transition into this question. See happen in the community as the result of Magnolia's restoration. Let's talk about that.
Sure. So when the motel expansion is complete and the museum is developed.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to happen is what we are projecting, which is enhancing and increasing tourism's experience.
Yeah.
We're a continuation of the story. And, you know, the Civil Rights Museum and Greensboro History Museum, we should be a part of that. I also see the Downtown Greenway is actually going to be right beside the historic Magnolia House.
Wow.
And I'm understanding that entrance to the Downtown Greenway is going to be right in front of the historic Magnolia House.
Nice.
So there's definitely some community and economic development that comes associated with that. I also like to think, so we are right near downtown.
Right.
I claim that we are downtown, but that's just me. And we are apart, so they're doing the revitalization of downtown.
Right.
So I think this expansion, once it's done, is a big part of that.
Oh, that'll be a beautiful addition. I mean, there are so many already in existence beautiful places to visit in and around the Greensboro area. But when you add the historic Magnolia House, and I like that that word is put before it because it is history. When you think about and to have it literally right here in our backyard, because I think Natalie and Rhonda, in terms of really distance, for those of us who live in the immediate triad, it's not too far going from, say, Winston to Greensboro or from Kernersville to Greensboro, from High Point to Greensboro. Everything is kind of centrally located. Mm-hmm. But to think of all the people who come from various places mm-hmm. across the country, around the world, who've only heard about the historic Magnolia House,
right.
but to literally come and visit Greensboro, North Carolina, and really see the state for its beauty, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. That's got to be really nice. And, of course, here's a great time to get those last-minute summer vacations in mm-hmm. before the kids start going back to school. Mm-hmm. And who knows, even a beautiful opportunity for any person who is associated or works for the school system. Mm-hmm. You know, here's a great way to really teach kids about the importance mm-hmm. of history, mm-hmm. especially their own history.
Right.
And to have those field trips when you can go to places like yeah. that and see all that. All the beautiful things that, are on the wall
right.
at the Magnolia House.
Right. And speaking of the wall, I think that's what really hit home with me, just yeah. to see all those beautiful pictures
exactly.
of the performers
yeah.
and the entertainers
right.
that stayed there mm-hmm. and had an opportunity to be there.
Exactly.
You were naming some of them in one of our other interviews, but yeah. Gladys Knight was there. Who else?
Wow. Yeah.
James Brown was there. Louis wow. Armstrong.
Wow.
His band was there. James
yeah.
Baldwin. Sam Cooke. Ike and Tina Turner.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Exactly. It's like every generation yeah. of artists who had an impact.
Right.
And they have a full kitchen there, too.
Oh,
as well.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. On site.
Wow. Yeah, and that's really huge to me because, as we say, when we focus on our history, and especially at the time in which civil rights was huge
right.
in this area, there were a lot of places that Black artists just couldn't go.
Right.
Make you know, it plain.
Exactly. Yes. So to have, just to know that, you know, they're in the Magnolia House and after a big show.
Yeah.
You know, gather together with family, friends, you know, and whoever and have a good meal, break bread together,
right.
so to speak.
We were talking about that earlier today about how it connected us as a people
right.
then.
Exactly.
And we don't have that
same
connection
thing
now
as much
because
now, right.
we are afforded the ability to just stay at any hotel and
right.
go anywhere.
Exactly.
And we talked about the class system
mm-hmm.
of how you have people that are making lots of money, celebrities, mm-hmm. Wealthy individuals,
right.
and then people that have less money, they all had to stay in this place.
That's mm-hmm. true.
They couldn't go stay in a wealthy
point.
Hotel
exactly.
just
right.
because they had money.
Yeah.
So it connected us
it did.
In a
it
different
did.
Way.
It
and
really
I think
did.
The conversation for them was, let's go to Mama Gift's place.
Yeah.
Let's stay there.
Exactly.
Yeah. So everything that we do in the Magnolia House from mm-hmm. a program and operations standpoint.
Right.
It is purposeful.
Yeah.
So, for example, Buddy Gist, who was the son,
mm-hmm.
he was really good friends with Miles Davis.
Wow.
And so he and Miles would track between here in Harlem mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. some of the other places for Miles, his gigs. And Miles donated one of his trumpets from his signature album
beautiful.
To Buddy because
really?
they were close.
Close, right.
So before Buddy passed away, he donated the trumpet to UNCG. Mm-hmm. And so it sits down in their music building today.
Oh, beautiful.
On the ground floor.
Oh, wow.
So as soon as I learned that, mm-hmm. and they named their program UNCG Miles Davis Jazz Program.
Yes.
So because of that connection,
right.
it only made sense for the program, the students mm-hmm. to come.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
they have our slot for Sunday brunch and they
great.
Play when they can
oh,
to keep
cool.
that connection and relationship going.
You know, that is such a beautiful thing, Natalie and Rhonda, because it makes me think, especially for you ladies, the connection that you have, particularly when it comes to the arts and we talk about music. It just really saddens me because really in referencing again to our kids and this generation, that's one of the things that they're trying to remove mm-hmm. from the school system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you talk about the, and Rhonda, feel free to interject, someone who knows and has some history
yeah.
with music. You know, there was a time I remember for me in high school, I loved going to band practice and being at those Friday night.
What'd you play?
Football, a flute.
Okay, I played
flute. Oh, did
yes.
you? Hey, woodwind family
yes,
in
yes,
the house.
Yes.
There you go. Absolutely. So for you as an artist, your personal take on that, especially as it relates to having something like the historic Magnolia House.
I did not know that the students from
UNC Greensboro mm-hmm. were the ones that were playing at the brunch on Sundays. Wow. And that bridge right there is extraordinary. I Absolutely. Think about how I started singing when I was 7 years old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I sang all through school mm-hmm. and I played clarinet and I was drum majorette.
Right.
And all my friends and students that were in the marching band and the classical bands.
Yeah.
Right brain and
exactly.
and how that helps you to connect better in your studies sure. and yeah, be more grounded.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think about what a travesty it is to take that out of the school. Yeah. What exactly. other avenues do we have to exactly. express ourselves that's and true. To learn and to grow? Mm-hmm. It mm-hmm. really just it doesn't make sense. So I'm a proponent for all of this, and I'm so exactly. excited.
I'm so excited, too, that we have it here, because we probably have young ones mm-hmm. listening to us right now. We're probably thinking, you know what? I need to kind of encourage mom and dad. We need to make this trip.
Yes.
So damn to here. Add on to that.
Yeah.
Okay, how can we be more comprehensive
proactive,
or,
yeah.
in, you know, engaging mm-hmm. with all students?
Exactly.
So Greensboro jazz scene, they are the ones that play for us mm-hmm. on the Wednesday and Thursday supper time. And what really prompted that to kick off is because that's for the ANT students and the high school students to right. come and get exposure as right. well.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of going across the board. And when I tell y'all, we had an 8-year-old on the trumpet.
Really?
Oh my gosh! Yes,
talk about somebody who can blow. Huh?
Man, go check out our Facebook page. That wow. video should be there. I mean, yeah. just absolutely
Eight.
Phenomenal. Eight. Yeah. So, I mean, again, mm-hmm. the Magnolia House is the hub historically mm-hmm. from where artists, speakers, and authors came to stay.
Absolutely.
So in order to be a 100% replica, mm-hmm. you got to replicate it.
Yeah. yeah.
So that's what that is about.
Yeah. And being able to include the students or the children
yeah,
in this process
yeah.
mm-hmm. where they can be a part of it and see it grow.
Right.
And I sang at the Atlanta Jazz Festival this past May
mm-hmm.
and I mentor students.
Very nice.
Those students are now about to attend Juilliard, Harvard, oh, okay. the New School.
Yeah.
University of Tennessee, oh, and
beautiful.
The horn section
nice.
Were those students that
beautiful.
Played with me and my band, and I've just watched them grow.
Right, right.
And that's something they'll take with them and
exactly.
then pass on
Absolutely.
To
right.
more
And that
students.
Has to be ecstatic for you as not only as a performer, but also as a teacher. So a dual role
mm-hmm.
for
Definitely.
You, Rhonda. Yes. Absolutely.
You see why I went and got her.
Yes, I do. And I'm very happy, Miss Natalie, that you did that.
Thank so you one so thing much. I wanted to say, oh, I'm sorry.
No, go right ahead.
To add on to the schools, the public schools and the
yeah.
students.
Mm-hmm.
So the other part to that is in school, they tell the stories very safely.
Yeah.
Going back to what you were talking about earlier.
Right.
And so the completion of the museum is to partner with the public schools and
nice.
As well as the colleges and universities
mm-hmm.
So that they can come and, you know, understand and learn
right,
additional
exactly.
stories.
That's beautiful.
Those that aren't talked about.
Exactly. Or
mm-hmm.
even taught in the classroom.
Right.
And that is a beautiful transition to, again, thank you, Radio Family, for tuning in. You're listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Getting the word out, talking about wonderful people such as Natalie Pass Miller and Rhonda Thomas, who are sharing incredible information on the historic Magnolia House and its history. It is growing the Green Book site of old Greensboro. And when we think about the borough, the word itself, B-O-R-O-U-G-H. For those of you who are just joining us, the historic Magnolia House housed African-American writers, actors, athletes, and musicians as they traveled south during the Jim Crow era. Listed, get this now, keep this radio family. If you remember nothing else from our wonderful conversation, it's listed on the National Register of Historic Places. This former motel recognized in 6 editions of the Green Book as a highly recommended place to stay for, at the time when we refer to as Negro travelers in North Carolina. It is of the 250 plus Green Book sites. I'm so excited I'm talking so fast. And they are one of very few that are structured and operates currently within its historic context. So again, keep this in mind as well. Within these walls, when you visit, is embedded in the history of the space, the memories of the likes of James Brown, playing in the street with neighborhood kids. Yeah. Picture that in your mind. Joe Tex, I ain't gonna bump no more. Signing autographs on the front porch, even moments captured by the legendary Ray Charles, James Baldwin, Jackie Robinson, Ruth Brown, Ike and Tina Turner, and that's just naming a few.
Yeah.
Naming a few.
And I felt their energy when I was in the house.
Wow.
I definitely did. I've performed at different venues and that other, that some of these performers have performed at, but being in that house. And thinking about them sitting down and eating.
Exactly.
Or
and just
running their hand across a piece of furniture.
Yes.
I'm walking into their shoes and their energy, the legacy, and
absolutely
the energy from all of those performers and bring it here to the future and give it to Natalie and her family and this beautiful foundation.
So Radio Family, you are definitely in for a treat. And this would be a great way to get to know the one and only incredible Rhonda Thomas.
Thank you.
Who's going to be in concert. Now, you're welcome, my dear. Natalie, a couple more questions. I can't believe time always flies when one is having fun. And I am definitely having fun with you ladies. Now, let me ask, how can we as a community, how can people give and help with restoring Magnolia?
Sure. So attending the benefit concert is a great way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We are, like I said, open every Sunday, brunch 11 to 3, and supper time Wednesday and Thursday, 5:30 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
All of those proceeds feed into the nonprofit's efforts of the restoration.
Beautiful.
We also have, you can text GIVE to a phone number, and you can also donate mobile on your mobile phone.
Okay.
We'll have that information posted really soon.
Okay, excellent.
And you can also go onto our website, www.thehistoricmagnoliahouse.com.
Excellent. And that actually answers the next question. How can we stay in touch with Magnolia? That's one way with which to do it.
I look forward to adding maybe... Let's do 300 new Magnolians. I look forward to that.
That is a good number. It is a good number. And a great conversation. Ladies, I'd like to give each of you the opportunity. Any closing comments or thoughts that we didn't discuss during our wonderful conversation today?
The only thing I would say is an add is we are really, really, really excited to help bring the arts, some additional arts through performing arts.
Absolutely.
Through such situations like Rhonda Thomas, because that was historically, that was the hub of where musicians, they developed.
Exactly.
So just recreating that. Yeah. So Rhonda Thomas is the first of many more. We are a big supporter of Arts Greensboro.
Yeah.
So
beautiful. And Miss Rhonda.
Closing thoughts. I want to thank you, Renee, for allowing us to be a part of this forum. And thank you for sharing this and getting the information out to all of your listeners, because it's people like you that keep this going. I mean, it's difficult sometimes to find the right avenues to reach people. And this is a big deal. So thank you.
You're so welcome.
For having
I am
us.
Just so thankful to have a venue and an avenue such as this public affairs program where I can have wonderful Radio Family like yourselves, Rhonda and Natalie. Ladies, I never do this alone. This totally is a family affair. You have become that for me. And this is the first time we're literally just meeting each other. But I have a feeling it won't be the last. So I guess we can say in closing, though I hate to see this program come to an end because I could talk to you ladies for hours, believe me. As I usually say with our Radio Family, there are never any goodbyes. just until next time.
Okay,
I like that. Looking forward to that next time with you ladies.
I know it's hot outside now, but hey, maybe a holiday concert.
But yes, I indeed look forward to that next time. Rhonda Thomas, Natalie Pass Miller. Ladies, welcome to the Community Focus. You family now. You official. You are official.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And thank you for the wonderful information on the historic Magnolia House and its history. Again, the location 442 Goral Street. Now I know how to pronounce that, because for the longest time I was like, oh my goodness, I got to figure out the correct pronunciation. Because you know, as media people, if we don't get it right, somebody will tell you. Yes. That is for sure.
Get some texts, some tweets.
Exactly. 442 Goral Street in Greensboro, North Carolina.
And for those that may have tuned into the second half of your show, I just wanted to mention my website again.
Sure.
www.rondasings.com.
Okay.
It's www.rondasings.com. So that's R-H-O-N-D-A, rondasings.com.
And thank you for letting me add those fingers.
Yes. I love it. I saw you were jamming, too.
I was getting into it. Just like Radio Family, when you see Rhonda Thomas perform, you're going to get into
it. All right.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Until next time, you're so welcome. And thank you, Radio Family. I know you're doing some great things in our community. Please keep up the great work as well. And until the next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend, as we do officially bring to a close another weekend edition of Community Focus. Take care.